Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Begge Liverpool-lagene ble slått ut av FA-cupen i helgen, og Klopp sier det ikke blir flere spillerkjøp. Her pausepraten mandag 30. januar ved Mari Lunde. Da var det over og ut av FA-cupen for Liverpools del etter tapet mot Brighton søndag. Det så lenge ut til å gå mot omkamp etter at Harvey Elliott ga Liverpool ledelsen i første omgang, og Brighton Lewis Dunk utlignet da han styrte skuddet fra Tariq Lamptey i mål. Klokken tikket, men så, 2 minutter på overtid, skåret Kaoru Mutoma og sendte Brighton-fansen til himmels. En nedbrutt Andy Robertson møtte pressen etter kampen, der han forsøkte å forklare hvorfor laget ikke klarer å vinne kamper for tiden.
You know, it's hard to pinpoint one thing. I think there's a number of things that are happening that probably shouldn't. You know, the first goal for them, you know, you're not getting the luck of the bounce either, you know, either. That's a kind of fluke goal, and yeah, we're doing certain things good and then certain things not so good, and we can't pull it all together, and then the next game we do the things we didn't do well better, and we do the things we did well not so good. So it's trying to pull a complete performance together. Just now we're struggling to do that. Just now we're not doing that, and that's why, you know, teams are probably sensing weakness. They're getting confidence playing against us, and you could see that. You know, Brighton didn't fear us today. You could see that, and obviously the last result against them, you know, probably gave them a lot of confidence going into this game. I thought we were a lot better, we were a lot more competitive than that game, but it didn't take much. You know, we weren't anywhere near it that game. So slightly better today, but at the end of the day, we're out the cup, and yeah, as a club of Liverpool, it's not good enough.
Venstrebekken sa også at laget gledet seg til å starte på nytt etter VM-pausen, men at de bare har vært dårligere etter at de kom tilbake. Liverpool har spilt 9 kamper etter VM, 3 av de har endt med seier, 2 uavgjort, og hele 4 har endt i tap. Klopp ble konfrontert med Robertsons påstand etter kampen, og han var ikke helt enig. Det er ikke helt sant, men det er ikke helt feil heller. Vi ønsket selvfølgelig en ny start etter VM, det var helt tydelig. Og det stemmer at det ikke har skjedd så langt. Det betyr bare at vi må jobbe videre, for det er ikke noe annet man kan gjøre. Det var gode prestasjoner hos oss i dag, og gode øyeblikk som vi må jobbe videre med, sa Klopp. Liverpool spilte en langt bedre kamp mot Brighton søndag enn det de gjorde da de tapte 3-0 på samme stadion for 2 uker siden, men det holdt altså ikke. Klopp var misfornøyd med kroppsspråket hos sine spillere.
When I speak about body language, it wasn't okay. Next time should be better. There's nothing left for an additional answer, so sorry. Look, I'm not over the moon about this performance, but again, the only thing what happened really is we lost against a good side, which we lost 2 weeks ago in a horrendous game. Today was much better. With the performance from today, 2 weeks ago, I know that would have looked different as well. So there are really steps, but I understand 100%. I don't sit here and what are you talking about? You're not happy with the game. I understand 100% where you're coming from, but it's just the situation we are in, and you have to. There's no other way, and you know it as good as I do. There's no other way to it than to fight through. If you ever hear a manager sitting in a situation like that, say, by the way, look, we changed that, and then you will see against Wolves. That's it. It doesn't go like this. So, and that's why we We keep working 100%. Again, I'm very sorry, but probably a lot of the fans, our Liverpool fans, are from Brighton, so they saw us now twice in 2 weeks. They were brilliant, absolutely brilliant again. So we gave, today we paid a little bit back, I would say. They saw a goal, they saw chances, so it was better in the end. One goal is deflected and the other one is in the 94th minute. So that's a piece of the truth as well. You should not forget that. But still, we are still out, and that's obviously the worst outcome of a game you can have. But from here, we can go, and we will.
Også Liverpool FC Women spilte cupkamp i helgen, og heller ikke det ble noen store høydare. Det var FA Cup-kampen mot Chelsea som endelig ble spilt, etter at den i forrige helg måtte avbrytes etter bare 6 minutter, da spilleforholdene var for dårlige på en gjennomfrossen gressmatte. Denne gangen ble det spilt fotball, og det var Chelseas stjernespiller Sam Kerr som stjal showet med et hat-trick. Gemma Bonner skåret for Liverpool, men London-laget vant 3-1. Dermed både herre- og damelaget slått ut av årets FA Cup. Mange supportere sultne på nye spillere før overgangsvinduet stenger tirsdag ved midnatt, men Klopp mener at det ikke vil bli noe mer shopping. Han fikk spørsmål om det etter kampen og sa kontant at det ikke kommer til å skje noe mer på overgangsmarkedet for Liverpools del. Men andre klubber åpner lommebøkene. I helgen kom bekreftelsen på at Newcastle har sikret seg Evertons Anthony Gordon for 45 millioner pund. Chelsea forsøker fortsatt å sikre seg Enzo Fernandes fra Benfica, og The Athletic melder at Todd Bowley er klar til å aktivere utkjøpsklausulen på 106 millioner pund. Serieleder Arsenal vil fortsatt ønske å kapre Moises Caicedo fra Brighton. Han var ikke i troppen mot Liverpool og har offentlig sagt at han ønsker å forlate klubben, men Arsenal har fått sitt bud på 70 millioner pund avslått. Men det kan godt være at siste ord i den sagaen ikke er sagt. Tottenham forsøker å sikre seg wingback Pedro Porro fra Sporting, og Everton forsøker å bruke pengene fra Gordon-salget på Kamaldin Sulemana fra Rennes. Det mye aktivitet på markedet, selv om Liverpool enn så lenge sitter stille i båten. De røde hentet som kjent Cody Gakpo tidlig i vinduet. Følg med på liverpool.no for alle bekreftede overganger og rykter. Du har lyttet til pausepraten «Det siste døgnet med Liverpool» fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. For flere Liverpool-nyheter kan du besøke liverpool.no.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.